We are now into the fourth and final hour on this Monday, the 8th day of February 2010. This is going to be a jam-packed final hour with key information. Here's what I want to do. I want to get into environmental brainwashing ads, then Sarah Palin hijacking the Tea Party movement. Then I want to get more into the cybersecurity bill that passed and the internet censorship that's happening. And in the last 30 minutes, have time to open the phones up. They're not open yet. So we are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. We've also been simulcasting the second, third, and now the fourth hour live for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, not just radio listeners, but PrisonPlanet.tv viewers as well. Look, to even try to cover this, it almost does a disservice just to briefly cover it. I understand psychological warfare. I understand programming. Because I'm a victim of it. We all are. But in the public schools all over the world, they teach the kids to be climate cops. And they give them little red shirts and little uniforms. And they have them go home and write tickets to mommy and daddy. And mommy and daddy say, how cute. Yes, I'm not supposed to brush my teeth with the sink running or take a hot bath. Or people need to be arrested if they get caught accidentally throwing a battery away in the trash. And meanwhile, all the real environmental crises, toxic waste dumping, genetic engineering, open air planting and pharmacological crops, that's not a problem. And people see this ad and they think it's a joke. No, this is what is currently planned. In fact, I have a clip in Fall of the Republic where it shows them in the same uniforms. They even got climate cop uniforms from New York State. It's almost the exact same uniform, swarming people, images of cops swarming people everywhere. Remember during the Grammys, they showed one of the big pop singers with men in black uniforms and black helmets marching, and everybody was cheering them. They're making it glamorous. 8 years running, the number one style's camouflage. You know, it's this mindset. Now, when you see this, in every case, they do mean to arrest you for this. And then they know people are mad at cops, so they even go after a cop at the end. Here is the Audi brainwashing. And if they're able to do this, you won't be able to have the car, the business, the factory, whatever. This is so they can tax you and shut you down. And then they have all these videos where you need to be arrested if you have plastic bags, and that's not enough. You better take your own cloth bags. This is about setting the precedent. They tell you what to do, how to do anything that you engage in your life. It's just total control, a new religion of control. Here it is.
Okay, so it's 3708, okay. Paper plastic.
Plastic.
That's the magic word. What? Green police. You picked the wrong day to mess with the ecosystem, plastic boy.
Battery. Battery. Let's go.
Hit pause. Back that up. See, in England and now in the U.S., I mean, just Google bin police, police checking people's bins, neighbors trained to do it. And you get arrested now in England if you put something in the wrong bin, not even a battery. You throw a banana peel in the wrong thing, you go to jail or get a ticket. And so they're showing you this image. Everything in this is really starting, really going on. Continue.
Some plastic boy.
Battery.
Battery. Let's go. Take it out. Come on.
Put the rind down.
Sure.
That's a composting version.
The images of hundreds of officers running in your home. No warrants. A light shining through your window. Regular guys that ask for plastic being slammed on the counter. All normal activity is now to be illegal. You are the slave. It isn't enough to take your house and your kids. You're going to a work camp. And all the scum, all the lazy filth, all the control freaks are now going to be your new green police of the animal ID premises ID. They're going to turn loose all the yuppie scum, all the filth. They're all arming themselves against you right now. We'll come back with the rest of it.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
So, everything you see in this Audi commercial is really happening in reality. And on the YouTube channel of Audi, they say the Green Police hit the streets on the 7th. It's a huge ad campaign. It started yesterday with the Super Bowl in actual Green Police uniforms. All over the world, it's white with green. It's all coordinated. They have Green Police TV shows where they actually go after people in Australia, in England. It's now happening here. Again, Fall of the Republic covers it, where they're training the kids to tattle on their parents for things that aren't even crimes. They're creating the perception that this is illegal and you're going to jail. Let's continue.
Did you install these bulbs?
Well, tragedy strikes tonight where a man has just been...
And this is all about wealth envy. Notice most of the homes are upper middle class or extremely wealthy big mansions. So this is also targeting people sitting there with their Taco Bell in their tiny apartment with roaches everywhere. CPS was just there that day trying to take their kids. They're hating people with wealth. And so now it shows the rich, arrogant yuppies, they're all going to jail. Again, this is the idea, just being swarmed by officers everywhere, and this is what they're really setting up. Continue.
Arrested for possession of an incandescent light bulb.
What do you guys think about plastic bottles now?
The water setting is at 105.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
See, they're saying, we're suppressing you, we're oppressing you, back that up 10 seconds, but if you're driving an Audi, you're going to be okay. Submit, do what we say, and you're going to be safe. There's a huge checkpoint. The police are randomly searching everyone on a highway. This is going on with Army and Marine Corps troops right now all over the country. Mainstream news. But it's for DWIs. Oh, the Marines are here to stop drinking. You're not for drinking. Oh, the police are taking blood without warrants. It's okay. But you've got an Audi. You're going to be okay. Continue.
You got a TDI here?
Clean diesel.
You're good to go, sir.
See, he gets to go by the whole checkpoint. He's a good slave. Now, they know most of the audience is mad at police. Don't worry. This was all psychological warfare, pure. Pure, highest level brainwashing. Every second of this. Like, would it cost them $3 million to air it? I'm told they aired it multiple times during the Super Bowl. And it's airing everywhere now. And there's a bunch of other ads. And it's cops sitting there going, "You will not use plastic bags or I will arrest you." This is the globalist system of control. But they don't care about real environmental crises. No, 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 no. The green police won't be out at Monsanto planting fields where they have pharmacological crops growing that are spreading. That doesn't matter. No, no, no. They're going to be coming after you. They're not going to be out at the Hadron superconducting super collider that they admit could blow the planet in two. No. Now, here's at the end to make you feel good about the police state. This is high-tech propaganda where they double back. Here it is.
Good afternoon, officers. Are those foam cuffs you drew, Metro?
Yeah.
Can the police step out of the car and put them on the hood?
And the message is the green police are over the regular cops. Back that up and pause it. And it's also an old cop. The green police, you notice, are all young. They're the new young people. This is their country now. They've got guns. They run things. And all these environmental police, they've got their own SWAT teams. They're arming them. They come over to the old cop in the old blue uniform. And they say, "Is that a styrofoam cup? Get out of the car! Get out of the car! Back it up and play it again." And back it up some more. Go ahead and play it.
Good afternoon, officers. Are those foam cuffs you drew, Metro?
Yeah.
Can the police step out of the car and put them on the hood?
Step out of the car, put it on the hood, boy. Now, that is all high-tech programming for the sheep out there, ladies and gentlemen. And they don't care if the Congress won't pass their green tyranny takeover. They don't care. They're just doing it at the state level. And they've got all these little sub-pieces from the larger commercial that are longer, where they're busting in people's houses, where they're arresting people, where they're doing this. This is real. You're being acclimated. You're being conditioned. You're being prepared. And I can't keep track of it all anymore. I mean, I got up this morning and saw a Raw story. And then I went and actually read the Subversive Activities Registration Act that we have a link to. And now Paul Watson's written a key article that gives you the full spectrum analysis. And they admit, you're part of a militia, or you're part of a group that criticizes the government and says our government's been taken over. The ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center, if they list you as a supposed subversive group, as the MIAC and Homeland Security reports do, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, get us out of the UNers, in the fetters, you will go register yourself for a $5 fee. See, they can't. See, the headlines are terrorists must register, but they would arrest a terrorist. Then when you actually read it, it's anybody that criticizes the government, and they get you on a tax issue. It's like they passed the first gun laws under taxes. They say, we're going to give you 10 years in prison, $25,000 fine, if you don't come register yourself as a subversive. And it doesn't even matter if you don't think you're a subversive, we're going to put you in jail for 10 years. Let me go over this article here. Think government is corrupt? You may face 10 years in jail. See, just like Cass Sunstein at the White House said, arrest people that criticize the government. Folks, they are really trying. This is in Virginia. And they've tried to pass similar laws in Rhode Island and in Washington State. But this passed. Subversives who think government is corrupt and should be controlled by the people face 10 years in prison, $25,000 fine if they fail to register with the South Carolina. This is South Carolina, but it's also going on in Virginia. Yet another chilling example of how free speech and dissent is being criminalized in America. The State Subversive Activities Registration Act is now official on the books and mandates that every member of the subversive organization, subject to foreign control. Every foreign agent and every person who advocates, teaches, advises, or practices the duty, necessity, or propriety of controlling, did you hear that? Controlling, conducting, seizing, or overthrowing the government of the United States. Controlling. You say Declaration of Independence, we the people, and this is in this particular one's in South Carolina, you say we the people should control this, you're a terrorist. Guys, go to the article, and I want to click on the Subversive Activities Registration Act. I want them to actually see the document. And it's not the Virginia one. That hadn't passed yet. This is the South Carolina one. Shall register with the Secretary of State. Hitler said all Jews, all gypsies, all Seventh-day Adventists, all Jehovah's Witnesses, well, those were unpopular minority groups, but then it was everybody. You must register. And then under a $5 tax, then they charge you for tax avoidance as if you even know what's going on. There's the South Carolina legislature. Blow that up for people. Print that for me, too. And then also click on the form you've got to fill out. The State Subversive Activities Registration Act. And I read, every member of a subversive organization or organization, notice, subject to foreign control, every foreign asset, agent, so they mix in foreign agents, and every person, see, separately, because they say in the news, well, it's to stop foreign terrorists. No. Every person who advocates, teaches, advises, or practices the duty, necessity, or propriety, saying it's good to do, of controlling, comma, new thought, conducting, comma, seizing or overthrowing the government of the United States, shall register with the Secretary of State. So you believe that we should control our government as the American people, and it's our government, it shouldn't be run by foreign banks, you're a terrorist. Remember all you good old boys who love hating foreigners because they're brown skin, and all the other cowardly people out there. None of the 9/11 is not for them. Okay? It's all designed for you to come after you. Of course, the right to overthrow a government that has become corrupt, abusive, and completely unrepresentative of its electorate is enshrined in the Declaration of Independence. That's how America came to be a republic in the first place, advocating or teaching that the people should not control the government via their elected representatives is a basic function of democracy itself, well, of our republic. But this law effectively makes it a terrorist offense. Remember Senator Menace's bill in Oregon that said if you protest 25 years in a forced labor camp? Now I'm going to read the terrorism right now. This is now terrorism in South Carolina and other states set to pass this. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it and to institute new government. Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness, states the Declaration of Independence. Under the sweeping terms of the law, members of the tax protest organizations, the Tea Party movement, and the states' rights movement based in South Carolina are all domestic terrorists if they fail to register their dissent with the authorities. I mean, this just gets worse and worse. We're going to finish up with this, get into Palin, get into cybersecurity. I may not have time to get the calls, but we don't have too many guests tomorrow. But, I mean, Cass Sunstein at the White House says they're going to ban free speech. They're shutting InfoWars down all over the world to different ISPs. This is happening. We have an illegitimate criminal government, and they know it.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com. Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes. Just shake it and take it. Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 is a multivitamin and mineral formula that supports vision, enhances immunity, reduces stress, helps your heart, memory and mood, energy, digestion, bones and joints, and has super antioxidant age-defying nutrients. All of that and saves money, too. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. 10-in-1, the world's greatest liquid vitamin and mineral supplement. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want everybody to sit back and understand what's happening. They want to give you life in prison, 25 years, commuted if you agree to forced labor in Oregon, if you protest in any way. It just says if you protest. They wanted to ban criticizing the government 4 years ago in Rhode Island. That was in the Providence Journal. It was on the local TV station. And it almost passed, so the public had a rally against it. Now, South Carolina and other states, South Carolina has passed it. Other states are on the verge of passing it. That if you wish to control the government by acts of political protest, anything, and that if you even believe it's proper that the people should control the government. That's how this reads. You are a terrorist, and then no one ever tells you, and they come and say, you've been designated an extremist. You're going to get 10 years in prison, $25,000 fine. This is PrisonPlanet.com headline right now. This needs to get out to everybody. I mean, this is an outrageous government. Under the sweeping terms of the law, members of tax protest organizations, the Tea Party movement, and the states' rights movement based in South Carolina are all domestic terrorists if they fail to register their dissent with the authorities, the bosses. You come register yourself, like registering a firearm, or it's over. This is because you do have a lawless criminal government. The people are standing up going, we're going to take our government back. We're going to have the states declare sovereignty, 10th Amendment, a Declaration of Independence. We're taking. No, you're not. Listen, we got weapons. We built camps. We're going to take everything you got. We're going to turn the eco-police loose on you. You're a slave. Got it? It is important to stress that the notion that law somehow only applies to Islamic terrorists is completely at odds with the fact that federal and state authorities now consider the main terror threat to be from informed American citizens exercising their constitutional rights in opposition to big government agenda they are being subjected to. Then we have a link to the Mayak report and other state reports. As we saw with the Mayak report and a plethora of other similar training manuals which are leaked over the last decade, police are being trained that libertarians, gun owners, Ron Paul supporters, and anyone who is mildly political is a domestic extremist and a potential terrorist. These people are the real target of the subversive list in South Carolina. The infamous Phoenix Federal Bureau of Investigation manual, and we have that there, produced in association with the Joint Terrorism Task Force, listed, quote, defenders of the U.S. Constitution and lone individuals, quote, as terrorists. Will anyone in South Carolina who defends the Constitution, the very bedrock of what America stands for, have to register with authorities unless they want to be locked up for a decade? Of course, since nobody is going to register as a subversive, the South Carolina authorities, their failure to comply with the regulation, will later be used against them as a means of eliciting criminal charges and represents a clear end run around the First Amendment. The government isn't going to just come out with all guns blazing and ban free speech. They are simply going to make anyone who refuses to register for permission a criminal for failing to adhere to the separate mandate. Just like people in places such as New York and Chicago were told that they had to get a license to purchase a gun, at first the process was a mere inconvenience, but now the licensing process means they will have to jump through 200 flaming hoops, and the Second Amendment has effectively been outlawed in these cities. They won't hesitate to pull the same tricks with the First Amendment, and it's already happening. Free speech zones, all of it, with calls to license Internet users and force them to get government permission to run a website. And, folks, I have this stack, this stack, this stack, this stack, this stack. I haven't even gotten to 5-6 stacks here of all mind-blowing insanity. All of it. I mean, look at it. I'm drowning in it. I mean, I'm drowning in it. It's total tyranny. It happens. It's the majority of the time you fall into tyranny. And all you schmoes out there that think it's cute and funny, you know, you voted for Obama. You're part of the winning team. You voted for Bush. You're part of the winning team. You like Palin. You're part of the winning team. You have no idea the type of trouble you're in. It's time to get a crash course in reality. It's time to grow up. It's time to stop being stupid and realize we're all in this together and we're all in deep trouble together. I got stacks of news where they know that these new GMO corns are hurting people. They got corn that sterilizes you by design, corn that's got genetic material from HIV in it. They've got... It's obvious what's going on here. You just heard the former head of the major embassy telling you the government brings in terrorists and is staging the terror attacks. I mean, we're not in Kansas anymore. All of you idiots that work for the government that's taken over like a cancer, you are a cancer. Don't you get it? Don't you understand it? Republicans are going to make it bigger. Obama's going to make it bigger because they work for banks that want us in debt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he pleases.
So they're airing these TV ads all over the United States saying the green police are going to arrest you if you use bags, period, if you use styrofoam cups, if you don't put the right compost in the right trash can, with bossy cops in everybody's faces. But everything they put in these ads is currently going on. And everything is a psyop. These are ads for Audi. This is their takeover plan. This is the way they're going to get in your life and make you all criminals and decide what you can do and what you can spend and what kind of business you can have. Meanwhile, China, India, Mexico, and 100-plus other, it's like 160-plus other countries have to make zero cuts. You think you've lost your job so far? Get ready. And it's not going to stop till you wake up. Let's play some of these Green Police ads that are running. Here's the full ad where they're harassing the cops. Here it is.
Good afternoon, officers. It's obvious you have an emissions problem here. Back to those styrofoam cups you're drinking from?
Yeah.
Tell me, please step out of the car and put them on the hood.
Is this some kind of joke or something? What are you talking about?
I could get some backup at 6th and Lido.
Come on,
John. 10-4. I got a compost infraction. Today's your lucky day, gentlemen.
Green has never felt so right. You won't go to jail with the Green Police if you buy an Audi. Everybody should call Audi dealers today. If you own an Audi, tell them, I'm never owning one of your cars. And I'm going to tell people not to own your cars if you keep this brainwashing up. Now, and there's literally got to be 20 of these. I didn't count them. It's just page after page. They say the Green Police hit the street February 7th, Super Bowl. And it's now all over TV everywhere. the brainwashing. But notice with the godlike cops, they back off. And notice the cops say, is this a joke? And the guy says, I need backup. See, he's above the cops. And notice they're driving a Ford. He's driving an Audi. They're scum. Let's go back to another clip of the Green Police. Just randomly pick one. Play another one of their ads.
Plastic? What, are you trying to be funny? You bring your own reusable bag. You're not doing so hot. Which bin does a banana peel go in? Black, blue, or green?
And in this video, they have video after video where this jerk arrogantly talks to you in a disgusted manner like you're a piece of filth. And he's your boss, he's your god, he's your master. And this is how they train the cops to treat us. You're here to pay us money. You're here to be our slaves. You're here to lick our boots. That's what America's about. And we're the Green Police, and we got your kids, and we're brainwashing them in school right now to come home and boss you around. You understand? This is the new Soviet America, scum. We're the Green Police. You got it? There's another clip where he says you shouldn't even have bags, period. Play another one.
A lighter note, Andy the Anteater took part today in a Green Police highway roadblock. Apparently this little fella uses his big sense of smell to sniff out environmental contraband. He was instrumental in sniffing out 300 pounds of styrofoam in one party supply truck. That's all for now. Back to you.
Green has never felt so right. The Green Police. The checkpoints, and normally they just have troops and checkpoints for real at the Super Bowl. See, everything is a conditioning program, and it goes on and on and on with cops screaming at families and screaming at children. And all these control freaks, they couldn't get a job at McDonald's. They couldn't get a job sweeping up the park. They couldn't, no, they're going to run your life. And they're going to suck your money out and billy club you upside the head. And nobody's going to care because this is America. And we're going to go bomb some innocent countries, too. And you're going to like that. If you go to their YouTube channel, the Green Police YouTube channel for Audi, it's just unlimited. Those are just a few of the ones I sent you. This morning, but just put the original Green Police ad back up for a minute. You know, the full when they ran on the Super Bowl that shows swarms of police going in everyone's houses, checkpoints everywhere, everyone going to jail, people being slammed on counters. You know, the message is it's normal for cops just to slam a nice guy on the counter who's buying something at the store. This is what you deserve. This is what you get, scum. Yeah, And this is really going on. This is really starting to happen. I have video of the Green Police really doing this in Fall of the Republic. Now, the good news is we have exposed these frauds. Look, oh, it's bad to take a hot bath. Look, they're arresting this guy. Look at the checkpoint.
Clean diesel. You're good to go, sir.
You're good to go. You're a scumbag. You drive a scumbag Audi. You know, my parents like Audis, and I've heard, you know, they have a lot of engine problems just from people. And thank God I told my parents, don't buy an Audi. Thank God. I mean, what a degenerate, filthy company. Look, we're not your property. We're not part of your green cult. We're not your slaves. Do you got it? We don't need your stinking EU New World Order run car. Makes me sick. And now for Sarah Palin. We'll be doing more on her in the next few days. Sarah Palin was chosen by Henry Kissinger to be the running mate of John McCain. John McCain is a pro-government bailout, pro-New World Order, anti-gun candidate. That's all you need to know about Sarah Palin. And bottom line, they are using her to take over the Tea Party movement. I mean, some people a few months ago were in denial about this with Glenn Beck and Fox Nation. and Roger Ailes and Sarah Palin. Now they've totally bait and switched it. They call it Tea Party Nation. And they have these events, and they say, attacking Iran, declaring war, body scanners. We don't need any constitution. We need a president, not a constitutional lawyer, as if Obama isn't continuing torture, secret arrest, wars, police state, banker bailout. There's no difference. They give him left cover. They all work for the same people. And then Sarah Palin endorses Republican governor of Texas against Deborah Medina, who's rising in the polls, who is a true Tea Partier from 3 years ago, who isn't in the fetter, who is a Ron Paul, dyed-in-the-wool constitutionalist. She comes down to Texas and endorses him, Rick Perry, who is for the toll roads, the banker bailout, everything. Bilderberg Group attendee, Kay Bailey Hutchinson is a steering committee member. I mean, these are globalists who still give speeches saying they were against it when they voted for it. She voted for it. She voted for the banker bailout, the banker takeover. Is it business as usual when Perry has been in office for 9 years? Rick Perry has been in office right at 9 years in Texas. He's a consummate insider. And back in January of 2009, Rick Perry, you can go to YouTube and watch it. Just type in Rick Perry booed at Tea Party, Senator Cornyn booed at Tea Party. They were booed by the Tea Parties when they first tried to come in and take over. Booed. The whole crowd booing them at the Capitol. Same thing nationwide. The people knew. No, we don't want Obama, and we don't want you either. But Beck had these big spectacles like flypaper, roach motels. Roaches go in, they don't go out. Palin, the little cutie cake, you know, Miss Alaska, just total airhead puppet, and they advertise them, put them all over national TV, and co-opt them. And then now you don't want war, you don't want torture, you don't want an investigation, you want an investigation 9/11? Get out of the Tea Party! We're for the Patriot Act, the naked body scanners, and torture, and checkpoints, and more wars, and the banker bailout. That's what we're for. And if you don't support Rick Perry, you're bad. Now, I want to play her endorsing Rick Perry over Deborah Medina. If she would have endorsed Deborah Medina, I'd have said she's real. This is a big indicator of that. But no, she endorsed Rick Perry. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is.
I know the 3 years is an eternity
in guys,
politics.
Guys, hit pause. That's the Fox clip. We're going to play Rick Perry. Okay, just to be clear, I'm going to start over. She is endorsing Rick Perry. Here she is endorsing Rick Perry yesterday in Houston.
Texas and Alaska are a lot alike. We have some really sweet connections. We are both full of independent, pioneering, spirited people and big, wide-open spaces. We're loving our outdoors, loving that hunting and that fishing and great energy producers. Lots of connections there. Many of us in both of our states, we will proudly cling to our guns and religion. Patriots who serve us in uniform and served us in the past. And I would like to ask those of you who have served this great country in uniform in the past or serving today, raise your hand. We're going to salute you. We honor you. We love you, United States military. Love you guys. Job in our own hometown and safety and security for our loved ones. And we just want a smaller, smarter government that'll kind of get out of our way and let the private sector grow and thrive and prosper.
Remember
and
George Bush
jobs.
Saying this in 2000?
It's pretty simple.
You've heard this before.
And no one understands that better than my good friend Rick Perry, and Texas is lucky to have him. Now, Governor Perry and I say, we have known each other for some years now.
All right. Then she goes
on energy issues and
to say, send a message to Washington, elect Rick Perry. A message that we've all been conned. We're a bunch of idiots down here, and we like George Bush-style lies about don't get involved in other countries, cut the size of government, and triple the size of it. You're being robbed. And they send in this floozy, this tart, to sit there and sell you on this. Now, here's the really bone-chilling part of what she had to say. Here's the quote on Fox News. This is a quote. Say he decided, talking about Obama, say he decided to declare war on Iran. Oh, or decided really to come out and do whatever he could to support Israel, which I would like him to do. So that would support it. Let's declare war on Iran. I mean, Israel is one of the biggest controllers of the White House. I mean, Rahm Emanuel's is an Ergon, Israeli military man. I mean, it's a complete joke. But they give him left cover saying he doesn't support Israel. Say he decided to declare war on Iran or decided really to come out and do whatever he could to support Israel, which I would like him to do. Palin told Fox News' Chris Wallace Sunday. She went on. That changes the dynamics and what we can assume is going to happen between now and 3 years. And this is what the neocons have all been saying. They said in three editorials last week, remember, attack Iran, save your presidency, attack Iran. I mean, it's all about having a crisis, being a war god, being a war president. It's all a giant fraud. When our government overthrew Iran in 53 with using Muslim extremists, overthrew them over and over again, set up torture camps over there. Iran has put out olive branch after olive branch, and the media never even reports on it. They want a new war. Let's go to her on Fox News wanting to start World War III.
I know that 3 years is an eternity in politics, but how hard do you think President Obama will be to defeat in 2012?
It depends on a few things. Say he played, and I got this from Buchanan reading one of his columns the other day, say he played the war card. Say he decided to declare war on Iran or decided to really come out and do whatever he could to support Israel, which I would like him to do. But that changes the dynamics in what we can assume is going to happen between now and 3 years. Because I think if the election were today, I do not think Obama would be reelected. But 3 years from now, things could change if on the national security front.
You're not suggesting that he would cynically play the war card.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying if he did, things would dramatically change if he decided to toughen up and do all that he can to secure our nation.
And look at how duplicitous she is. She says if he declared war, and which I think he should do, and supported Israel, which I think he should do, and if he played the war card, and then he goes, well, you're not saying that. She goes, no, I'm saying he should toughen up. She's saying that. They're writing editorials. She gets the most hardcore neocon talking points. They roll the tart out. They roll the MILF out for everyone in the world to sit there salivating at this disgusting grandma, and everyone is supposed to just fall down and start worshiping her. You've got someone telling you they want World War III. And I guess it's what you want. You want the Super Bowl instead of your property. You want Sarah Palin and Dancing with the Stars instead of your Bill of Rights and your Constitution and to run your own life. You Republican idiots, you're laughing at Obama's bad fortunes. I told you he was going to plunge. I came out day one against him. I came out against Clinton. I came out against Bush. They're all puppets. Can't you get this elementary thing through your stinking brains and save America? Bush and Obama are identical on every major issue. Don't you understand that? Cass Sunstein running the White House is a top neocon who wants to ban free speech in America. Can't you get it through your head? Obama has continued the torture, the Patriot Act, all of it, that is designed for you, the people of this country. We have the internal Homeland Security reports. We have the MIAC report. The whole thing, NORTHCOM, the Army, it's all set up for we, the people. It is all set up for the American people. It is for us. And I know most of my great audience knows that. But you better Get the word out to these bedwetting Republicans, these chicken neck, cowardly pieces of trash that go to these hotel banquets and sit around talking about nuking brown people and feeling tough and giggle and smirk about big government. Real libertarian conservative constitutionalist would want Deborah Medina for the Texas governor to send a message all across the states that we're putting real constitutionalists in who will defend our borders and who will abolish the anti-gun laws and who will get rid of the property tax. But no, we got to have Rick Perry, who every new job he's added in Texas has been in government, who gave us the new business tax, which is really a state income tax, and who gave us all these new taxes. That's who she says is good. And the RNC and Steele and the rest of them, set up against Obama, they look pretty good from a Republican view. Just like Obama looks good from a Democratic view. That's how they keep Republicans and Democrats on the reservation as moron, idiot slaves. You like being chumped? You like being conned? You like being gamed? Well, you are going to be gamed. They're not even started raping you yet. You're going to love it.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Before you slip into...
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I could go on. We will tomorrow more. I meant to get into the cybersecurity bill they passed in the House last week. We got to beat it in the Senate. Openly for censorship. Youth brigades to be on the Internet. I mean, you can't make this up. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com being shut down by ISPs all over the world. The White House calling for more censorship. But the elite's job is to have a phony like Obama maneuver the controlled left and to have a phony like Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin maneuver the phony right wing, the establishment morons. I think the word is waterhead, but the point is, I'm sorry, I mean, that's what they are. They love being idiots. When are you going to wake up and stop being fools? Now, notice she tells you how great you are. Oh, Texas, you're so good. Word is from Glenn Beck, you're just walking on water. Yeah, we just spent 8 years fighting Perry tooth and nail with every major road being a toll road, with the Spanish company hijacking it and totally illegal. They won't even show the legislature the agreement. The legislature's told, shut up. And she's like, you're going to win. You're going to elect Rick Perry to send a message to Washington. We're conning this scum. Let us manipulate Americans. We're going to beat them. And you're going to be that much worse 3 years from now. Obama's a puppet. Sarah Palin's a puppet. They're all pieces of trash. Stop it. Stop being idiots. Here's Sarah Palin. It's so sickening how she compliments you as she slits your throat and the blood just gushes out. Here it is.
You know what, too? Across the country, the word is out about Texas. I don't know if any of you caught recently, just a couple of days ago, the Glenn Beck Show.
The word is out. That's why I'm down here to game you. The word's out. You might be waking up. I'm down here to screw you. Let's go back to her.
Holy moly.
Holy moly. God, that accent.
This segment was on the different states and how everybody's doing. And according to Glenn Beck and all these researchers, geez, you guys are just walking on water.
Yeah,
the way things are going in Texas. You got to catch his episode on that because he recognized, so many people are recognizing, that Texas is open for business. And companies and people, they're moving here. They keep moving here because they know that Governor Perry gets it.
Hit pause. Not for long. Not for long with all the three new taxes he got passed. You can put the video back up, though. I want to show Perry there on the side. I mean, this is a sick joke. This is a guy that ran the hoax saying it's the law. You got to take Gardasil shots. When they knew it was killing people that took it, they knew in the studies it was killing a big percentage of people that took it, giving them autoimmune diseases. So he comes out and lies and says it's the law, you've got to take it. I mean, a con artist. A con artist with a fake Texas accent. I'm just so sick of all these people. Is there no end to the fraud? And then in 5 years, people will finally wake up to the Republicans when they've been in office for 2 years. And then they'll give us a Democrat. And, oh, Alex, this Democrat's different. Believe me, this one's different. I promise. Give Obama a chance. Oh, give Palin a chance. She's the good. Give Perry a chance. And then the next couple of years, I'll have to hear about giving her a chance and all of them a chance. And then a few years after that, I'll hear about giving Democrats a chance, on and on and on. And every time there's real candidates about to take the states back, they'll send in their little media whore, Sarah Palin, to sit up there and scam everybody. If she would have endorsed Evra Medina, she would win the governorship. It would cause a revolution. But she's not real, so she won't. She's here to hold down the fort for the establishment. Texas has 25 million people. It's over $100 billion deal the next decade just on the raping us with the new taxes. The greenhouse taxes, all of it. Oh, it makes me sick. Retransmission starts now. I'll get into the whole censorship of InfoWars. InfoWars.com, free podcast, InfoWars.com. Great job, Trey.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.